Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Chronic kidney disease affects 1 in 9 Americans. That's 26 million people, including my brother, who I love and who is my best friend. So I'm really glad to have on today Peggy DePascal. She's a registered nurse and a dialysis registered nurse. Welcome to the show, Peggy. Tell us a little bit about chronic kidney disease. What is it and what are some of the symptoms? Because people see that protein when they get their blood work or their urine work, you know, they P-test and they see protein numbers. What do those mean?
Well, when you're looking at your blood work, the key to focus in on for kidney disease is your creatinine. And creatinine is a byproduct of our body's metabolism, and it's the kidneys that clear the creatinine. So when you see that creatinine rising, then it's kind of a clue that something could be happening with your kidneys.
And what about protein in your urine?
Protein in your urine, yes, that's a little harder for most people to know or to be looking for. But when you have protein in your urine, that means your kidneys are no longer reabsorbing and sending that protein back into your bloodstream. So that's another sign that you have a kidney issue.
If you do and you see your creatinine numbers go up or your doctor says your protein levels in your urine are high, proteinuria, what do you do? What is the first line of defense for our kidneys?
Well, what you really should do is see a nutritionist. Our company is very focused on CKD or chronic kidney disease education. A dietitian who specializes in kidney failure can give you a lot of tips on cutting down your protein and how to really maximize your kidney function for as long as possible.
When you say as long as possible, so, you know, and I told you off the air that I have a brother with chronic kidney disease, and my 91-year-old dad has issues with his kidneys, too, but he's 91, so what are you going to do?
Yes.
When you're talking about protein and people think red meat and all of that, does that include healthy proteins, fish, nuts, things like that? Is it any protein or are not all proteins, you know, created equal?
Well, it's really a dietary specialty, but you want to stay away from proteins that are also heavy in fats, of course. Another way to be sure to slow down any loss of kidney function is if you're diabetic, really controlling your blood sugar. Hypertension is a big cause of kidney failure. So there's many people walking around with high blood pressure that are not even aware of it. It's called the silent killer for a reason. We don't know. So cutting down on the protein, following the dietary restrictions of a nutritionist who specializes in kidney failure, controlling those blood sugars, making sure you get your blood pressure checked, and following any medication regimens you may get from a doctor to control that high blood pressure is vital in protecting the function of your kidneys.
So how long does chronic kidney disease go on? How long can you have it before you would need something like dialysis?
Oh, you can have it for many, many years. And probably right now there's people listening to this who are walking around with their kidneys not working as well as they should and don't even know it. There's basically 5 stages of kidney disease. People in stage 1, 2, and 3 may never even know. At stage 4 is usually when people start to feel that maybe something's wrong. Stage 5 is when we really need to get that dialysis started, when you're anywhere from 10 to 20% of kidney function remaining.
What role does blood pressure play in kidney function?
Well, you know, it's really a chicken and an egg kind of situation. High blood pressure can cause kidney failure, and kidney failure can cause high blood pressure. So sometimes when we see somebody in the later stages of kidney disease, we really don't know which came first, the high blood pressure causing the kidney failure or the kidney failure causing the high blood pressure. It kind of gets a nasty cycle going there.
Now, some people, you know, they have this mind, Peggy, of dialysis if their kidneys start to fail, and they think about kidney transplants and living with one kidney and living donor, and that's a whole show in itself. But when they see dialysis, they think of going in like chemotherapy, spending half a day in the hospital. But there is home hemodialysis that they can do. And tell us a little bit about that, and who would be a patient that could use that? Who would be a candidate?
Well, anybody who is motivated to do their dialysis at home is a candidate. We don't rule anyone out. We give everybody the opportunity, at least here at Satellite Healthcare Wellbound. Home hemodialysis is very underutilized in this country, and there are so many benefits to home hemo. Not only do you not have to go to a center on their time schedule. You're at home. You can be doing your dialysis in a very relaxed atmosphere at home, listening to music, having your family around you. Makes a huge difference. It's done more frequently. Therefore, we get better control of the fluids in your body. We get better blood pressure control. And the payoff is huge for people. We have less hospitalizations. People report sleeping, the ability to sleep better. And another benefit we see is people report that their sex drive can actually return. And there's just less hospitalizations. And you're at home in your own environment. It's not the hustle and bustle of people working around you, other patients coming in and out. And it's so underutilized. It's such a better treatment for your heart health. So the payoffs are enormous.
How long can somebody be on dialysis, and how long does it last? If you do a home dialysis or you go into the hospital for it, how long does it last for the day?
How long does it last? Well, it really depends on so many factors. It depends on your body size. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bigger people need to dialyze longer. Men just have more muscle mass over women, so they go a little longer, but it's anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. And when you do it at home, you may have the same time on the machine. However, the recovery time is so much less. When you go 3 times a week in center, people report going home and feeling, you know, a little exhausted from the treatment. And they have time when they have to sleep or they really can't function at the level they would like to. We call that recovery time. When you're doing it at home, you're doing it much more frequently, maybe 5 times a week, maybe 6 times a week. Maybe you even do it overnight while you're sleeping, which is a great option for people. There is no, you don't have that recovery time. Usually people within 15 minutes of stopping their dialysis and finishing their treatments are back doing, back to their regular activities. So even though it seems like, oh, geez, it's 5 times a week or 6 times a week, you actually end up with more time when you're doing it at home, even though you're doing it more frequently.
So, Peggy, in just the last minute and a half that we have left, and it's such a great topic, just answer the question about, does insurance cover home hemo? Is that one of the reasons it's being underutilized? And then please give your best advice for people with chronic kidney disease, what you want them to know and do on a daily basis.
Well, most insurances will pay for home hemo and doing it more frequently. There is a reduction in hospitalizations. There's a reduction in sudden death. So it behooves the insurance companies to pay for more frequent dialysis. Of course, they're always kind of a little bit behind when it comes to that. But we are getting people covered for home dialysis. And I'm sorry, the second part of your question was?
Well, we just have 30 seconds, so just tell people what you want them to know about your best advice.
Yeah, education, education, education. When you are told that you need kidney, when dialysis could be in your future, go somewhere where they have CKD, chronic kidney disease classes, where you can learn about the home modalities, because when we educate people on home modalities, that's what they choose.
Oh, that is such great information and really good advice to educate yourself and to learn about some of those home modalities and watch your protein intake and your nutrition. See a nutritionist or a dietitian and get the best information so that you're armed with all that great information. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.